From a quadruple Lutz now to the record for the most dogs jumping rope, 13. That's just one of the more than 50,000 feats chronicled in the latest print edition of Guinness World Records, released last month. In addition to those skipping dogs, there's also a new record for the longest tongue and the fastest wedding chapel. That would be a wedding chapel on wheels. Well, all this got NPR's Janae West wondering, what isn't a world record?
Actually, there are guidelines. You can't just think of any record and try to break it. Unless you're Homer Simpson.
I'm here to break a world record. What's the longest anyone's ever done this?
Three years.
Oh, fine. I'll just play the banjo with this cobra.
For the rest of us, Guinness World Records does not accept claims for perfect attendance, silent reading, elbow licking.
In reality, a lot of people can do it.
That's Mike Janella, head of the U.S. Records Management Team at Guinness. He says in general, the key to a potential new world record is that it must be
measurable, breakable, verifiable, and also interesting.
According to the guidelines, then, the organization won't accept massage marathon records because Guinness, quote, cannot visually judge style and form as to be correctly done for a long time. In other words,
after 2 or 3 hours, what does a massage become, really, except maybe just keeping your hands on someone's back?
Here's another no-go from Guinness.
Magic mirror on the wall. Who is the fairest one of all?
Beauty. Though that doesn't stop people from claiming to be the fairest. Truth be told, some of the alleged records rejected by Guinness are every bit as interesting as the ones they take. There was the man who claims to use mind control over sporting events, and another who swears he set the record for romantic brush-offs.
And every time he keeps asking her to try and actually set a date and a time and a place to go, she says she's busy and that she can't make it. And he applied to us saying it's been going on for more than a year, and he was wondering if that was a record for the longest time between asking someone out on a date and actually going on it.
On the flip side of all this is a guy like Ashrita Furman. He has the world record for, well, breaking the most world records. He currently holds more than 100 titles. One of his favorites
is racing for the fastest mile in a sack. And I did that in about 16 minutes and change. But I raced in Mongolia against a yak. Of course, I was in the sack, not the yak.
But Furman says even some of his submissions to Guinness have been denied, including one
for most salt shakers balanced on edge. So I submitted it, and they sent me back a notice saying, no, that's not something we're interested in.
So whatever the record, whether it's the most, the fastest, the highest, and whether or not it's accepted, there is one common thread. Again, here's Guinness World Records adjudicator Mike Janella.
The number one thing that connects everyone together is that you want to say, I can do this better than anybody else on this planet.
Perhaps the hardest part? Figuring out exactly what that is. Janae West, NPR News.
Anything you can do better. I can do anything better than you.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
Anything you can be, I can be greater. Sooner or later, I'm greater than you.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. I can shoot a partridge with a single cartridge.
I can get a sparrow with a bow and arrow.
I can live on bread and cheese.
And only on that?
Yes.
So can a rat.